General Burhan issued a decree to lift the seven-month-long state of emergency in Sudan on Sunday, hours after a meeting of Sudan's Transitional Sovereignty Council with the Defense and Security Council in Khartoum. Sudanese Defense Minister and spokesperson for the Transitional Sovereign Council, Yasin Ibrahim, told reporters in Khartoum the Security and Defense Council recommended to Burhan he lift the order to create a conducive environment for dialogue among Sudan's military and civilian actors.
The council has decided to recommend the following. First, lifting the state of emergency imposed across Sudan. Secondly, releasing all those detained based on the emergency law, with the exception of cases that pertain to criminal law and cases of crimes against the state. Thirdly, allowing Al Jazeera Live channel to resume its broadcasting in Sudan.
Sudan's military rulers withdrew the broadcast license of the Qatar-based Al Jazeera in January for what authorities called unprofessional conduct. Authorities also revoked the accreditation of Al Jazeera journalists in Sudan. Sudanese political analyst and professor of history at the University of Missouri, Abdullahi Ali Ibrahim, says, the decision to lift the state of emergency came after the military failed to win over the civilian opposition and failed to stop street demonstrations against the coup.
There is a serious stalemate in Sudan, a stalemate between the people who were who supported or initiated the coup and the generality of the population, or what we call the revolutionary side of the equation. The stalemate is real there. The Burhan group are finding it extremely difficult to, they wanted to go it all by themselves, that is alone. They couldn't do that. They wanted to negotiate. Negotiations were not, the other side is not interested.
Ibrahim says lifting the state of emergency is not going to stop the near-daily anti-coup demonstrations in Sudan.
Lifting the emergency laws is irrelevant, really. And they should have started with something else. Because with the emergency law, no one stopped doing whatever the law was issued to stop, like demonstrations and all other kinds of activities. We would like to see a serious consideration of the coup of the 25th of October.
The stalemate in Sudan can only be broken by serious measures taken by the international community against Sudan's coup leaders, says Ibrahim.
By the international community taking more drastic steps with the coup. Like they started, for example, sanctioning the police component. The American government is sanctioning some departments here and there. We would like to see more of that. We would like to see it directed towards the heads of the restoration, people of the restoration, the symbols of the restoration, specifically the Sanmeti.
The lifting of the state of emergency also comes after two anti-coup protesters were killed during demonstrations on Saturday. The head of the UN mission in Sudan, Volker Perthes, tweeted Sunday that he was appalled by the violent death of two young protesters in Khartoum. Perthes once again called for the violence to stop and for ending the state of emergency. The United Nations, the African Union and IGAD are leading a political process to restore a civilian-led democratic transition in Sudan. The process has achieved little progress since it started early this year. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.